For years, doctors and health officials have been trying to warn American consumers about the risks of mercury in fish. The new short film, Mercury from Source to Seafood, is trying to aid in that effort by filling in a bit more of our understanding of how the mercury ends up in fish. Celia Chen is a research professor at Dartmouth's Department of Biological Sciences, and she's featured in the film. She joins us now from Dartmouth. Dr. Chen, welcome to All Things Considered.
Thanks very much, Brady.
Your research has largely focused on this question of how mercury builds up as it goes through the food chain. What do we know about that buildup, that process, and what do we still want to know?
Well, we know that in both freshwater ecosystems and marine ecosystems that the mercury builds up from the amount that's in water up to a million and over a million times by the time you get to fish. So this is called what we call biomagnification, and that's what makes very, very low levels that are in the water end up to be levels that we're concerned about in terms of human exposure in fish.
And where does it start?
Well, it starts at the sources of mercury. Mercury actually is an element that doesn't break down in the environment, and it also is released into the atmosphere from the burning of fossil fuels. So the biggest source of mercury to the atmosphere, which is where it gets transported all over the globe, the biggest source is coal-fired power plants. But there are also other kinds of sources, including mining and industrial processes. Chlor-alkali plants are another industrial source of mercury into the environment.
As we mentioned, this concern over mercury in food, in fish, isn't new. Why put together a film like this now?
Well, right now there's a lot going on with the awareness over mercury in fish, but also international and national efforts to try to control mercury emissions into the environment. And so we felt that there's a large body of research on mercury, and we felt that right now what some of us should be doing as scientists is communicating some of that existing research and what we do know to people who make decisions about mercury.
And the film does encourage people to speak out to lawmakers and officials about mercury emissions. And the Environmental Protection Agency passed some new rules last December, instituting some tougher limits on mercury emissions. Is that decision likely to bring about the kinds of changes that you'd like to see?
Absolutely. For the emitters, that will help to reduce the amounts going into the environment. Of course, that's only our country, and mercury is a global pollutant, and so there needs to be global limits also.
When it comes to mercury, is this likely something that's going to be in fish from here on out, or is there a chance that through different methods that you can go back to a time when there wasn't mercury in fish?
Yeah, mercury is different from CO2 in that way. We know that when you reduce mercury emissions, you can actually see in various systems a decrease in the amount of mercury that gets into fish. Now, there's a lot of what we call legacy mercury in the environment that will still be a source to the mercury that's in fish. But we do know that if you reduce emissions, that you will see a reduction in the amount that ends up in the aquatic food webs.
So in other words, a research professor in your line of work is going to have plenty to do for the foreseeable future.
Yes, I suppose, but hopefully not. I think we do understand a lot about these processes. I think what we really need to do is to, first of all, you know, this is my personal opinion, to get some controls in place, but also then to monitor our systems to see whether they are responding in the way that we hope they will by seeing declines in mercury in fish.
Well, Dr. Chen, thanks so much for talking with us.
You're welcome. Thank you for your interest in our research.
Dr. Celia Chen researches mercury's path through the food chain and its effects. She's featured in the new short film Mercury from Source to Seafood, which plays tomorrow night at Red River Theaters in Concord. If you can't catch it at the theaters, we've got a link to the film at our website, nhpr.org.